Hold the khi va yele khil ke yo a koyn va khi ken va akhbar. They went to Chuda to ask Nevuah, she should explain to them if the Sefer Torah they had found, if that was a simon that Peronius will occur right away. So from here we see that Chuda was a Nevuah. So the Gemara asks, "B'makim dekoy Yirmiyah heche misnabi ihi." If Yirmiyah was alive, he was around, so how was she permitted to say Nevuah? Amri beirav mishmei derav chulde kreives Yirmiyah hoisav loyhavi makbid alei. Chulde was a relative to Yirmiyah, and he wasn't makbid. I don't understand the Gemara for two reasons. Number one, it would seem that the only reason a smaller Navi is not permitted to say Nevuah is because of the hakpod of the Navi. We find by Moshe Rabbeinu Parshas Baloischa Miyitein Kol Hashem Neviim, Kolam Hashem Neviim. It didn't bother him, let everyone be a Navi. So why here do we find a Hakpodeh? And number two, if there is an Inyan of Hakpodeh, so since the Krivim, since their relatives, so then he's not Makpid anymore. That is a factor not to be Makpid. It's very unclear. So that was a shaila, how she was permitted to say Nevuah, B'mokim Yirmiyah. But now the shaila is, why did Yeshia send to her? If you had Yirmiyah Hanavi, which was greater than her in Nevuah, so why did he send to her? Omri devei rabshile mibnei shanoshim rachmoni yisai. Because women have rachmonis. So the Mashiach asks Akasha, so they have, how is Rachmanis a factor? She's going to get a Nevuah from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. So if she has Rachmanis, the Nevuah will be changed. The Nevuah is not a personal opinion, it's a Gilui from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. So the Marsha answers that Mibnei Shamash Rachmanis means that if it will be a Nevuah Ra, but since women have more Rachmanis than men, so after the Nevuah shall be Ma'ira Rachmim to be Mevatel the Nevuah. That's what the Marsha says. I saw in Shari Oire from Agoin Ramei Bergman Shlitim, he wants to say perhaps a little different. He brings down from the Maral Diskin that the Maral Diskin says that the Nevuah comes from an Olam HaElyon and it comes down to this world, and the Nevuah is Miskayim BaOlam Kefi Asher Nisrashem HaPisroin BeNafshoi Shel HaNavi. When the Nevuah comes down to this world, so the Nevuah on this world is the way it is Nisrashim, how what kind of a Roshim, how it becomes embedded in the Nefesh of the Navi. And how the Nefesh of the Navi is, that is how the Nevuah is interpreted on this world. And he gives an example of the Maral Diskin. The Maral Diskin says, just like one can be looking at something with green glasses, so it'll look green to him. He looks at it with red glasses, it's red. He's looking at something, but what he will see depends on the color glasses he's wearing. So also, the Nevuah, the interpretation of the Nevuah, is dependent on the matzav of the Nefesh of the Navi. The Nevuah becomes Nisrashim on the Nefesh of the Navi. But how the Nevuah will be is dependent on the matzav of the Nefesh of the Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu, the zichuch of the Nefesh of Moshe Rabbeinu was so great, that's Aspaklaya Mi'ira. So there the Nevuah came, did not have any type of distortion in any way. Mashain came by Roiv Nevuahs, we see a Navi said, Koyamar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Zeh HaDovo. This was the Dvar Hashem. So Rameh Bergman wants to say, according to the Maral Diskin, so it could be that is Pshat in this Gemara. that since Noshim are Rachmonius, so the oifen of the Kabbalah Sanavuah, it will be niskabel in a kli that is more moli rachmim, so the Nevuah Gufa will have a tinge of rachmim in it. So we don't have to say that that the inyan was that later shall be mispalel to be mevatel the Nevuah. No, the etzem Nevuah will have a tzura of rachmonis. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Yirmiyeh Lehavi Hosom. The reason why Yeshio sent to Chulda is because Yirmiyeh was not there. She'olach lahachzir aseres hashvotim. He went to bring back the aseres hashvotim. She wasn't around. So therefore, Chulda was the only Novi which was around. So therefore, he sent to her. Uminolon dahadu. How do we know that he brought them back? Tachsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Yecheskel HaNovi said, Ki HaMoichel El HaMimkol Lo Yoshuv. If a person sells a karke, so normally when Yovel comes, the karke goes back to the Moichel. So Yecheskel HaNovi said that this will not continue to exist, Ki HaMoichel El HaMimkol Lo Yoshuv, will not return to the Dova Hanimka because they're going to go in Golas. That was pshat in the Nevuah of Yecheskel. So the Gemara asks, Efshe Yovel Bottle. Yovel in the times of Yecheskel was bottle already. The Din Yovel was not Noyig Bisman Yecheskel. Because in order for Yovel to be Noig, there's a din you need Kol Yeshveh Oleh, that Klal Yisrael has to be living in Eretz Yisrael. After the Agolis of the Seres HaShvotim, Bechlau there wasn't a Niyuk of Yovel. So Efshe Yovel Bottle, Yovel was Bottle already, V'novi Misnabe Olav Sheyi Bottle. And Yecheskel said that it will become Bottle, it's Bottle already. That Yirmiyeh went and brought back the Aseres HaShvotim. V'Yoshiyo ben Omoin, and Yoshiyo, who was the Melech Yehuda, Molach Aleihem. That means the Aseres HaShvotim came back, and they did not have their own Melech, and Yoshiyo, Melech Yehuda, was the Melech on them. Tachsiv, how do we know that this is so? V'Yoymel, it says in the Pasuk, Yeshio was, took the bones of the Kahanim, which were Kaimrim, and he burnt them on the Mizbeach that Yerovan had made. And then later he saw a Tzion, he saw a Kever, which was very interesting. Half on one side of the Kever, Hadassim were growing, on the other side, thorns were growing. V'yoymer, and he said, Ma hatziyin haloz asher niroye. What is pshat in this kever? V'yoymeru eilov anche ye'ir hakever isho lekim ha-shebo mi-Yehuda. This kever is from a novi Hashem, ha-shebo mi-Yehuda, that he had come from Yehuda. V'yikro as ha-dvorim ha-ila asher osis ala mizbeach be-beisel. That means that what you had done now, that you took the atzomeis of the oivde avoyde zore, and you burnt it on the mizbeach, he said nevuah then that this will occur. So the Gemara asks, Chimativoi shol Yoshio ala mizbeach bebeisel. What is Yoshio doing there? This was not chelek Yehuda. This was the chelek Yisrael. And the Mashos Moisef, it seems he did not know pshat in this kever, and these people, it seems they were aware of what had happened. The Aseres HaShvotim had gone in Golus already. Elo melamed Yoshio molach aleihem, that Yirmiyo brought them back, and Yoshio was a melech aleihem, so mamela, that is pshat, so therefore he came to be mevayel avodah zarah. And they were there to explain him pshat in this kever that was very unusual. Rav Nachman Omer Mehoche Gam Yehude Shos Kotziloch Vishuvi Shvus Ami. that Yehuda, the Eibishter will make Yehuda will be nisgadol when you'll return b'shuvish was ami. That means when the Seles HaShvatim will return, so the Melech Yehuda will be nisgadol over them. In other words, that's another raya that Yeshio was molach aleihem. Let us see the Rashi's. B'mokim yirmiye heichi misnabiyahi. How was Chulda permitted to say Nevuah if Yirmiya Novi was around? Yirmiya Omad Mishnas Yud Gimel LeYeshia. That when in the 13th year of the reign of Yeshia, Yirmiya became Novi. Shenema Asherhoyo Dvar Hashem El Yirmiya. Vasefer Nimtzo Mishnas Yud Ches LeYeshia. And they found the Sefer Torah 5 years later. Ba'olav sholach etzel Chulda, and because of this Sefer Torah that they had found, they sent the Chulda Nevi'a to ask her, is this a simen peronius for our doyum? Ki amoicher el hamimko lo yoshuv Yecheskel omroi. Yecheskel said this pasuk, v'hu nisnabei b'soich yud alef shone shebengolus yechonye lechobis Yerushalayim. There was 11-year period after Yechonya went in Golis, and the Beis Hamikdash became Chorev. So Yecheskel was saying in the Vua, Misnabe, Shiye Botel, Ayoivel, the Yevel will become Botel, Amichel, Sodeu, La Yoshev, Loi. Then a person who sells a field, they will not return to the Meichel. So the Gemara asks, what is Pshat in Yecheskel? Efshe Yoivul Botel. Yoivul was already Botel. Mishigolu Aseres HaShvotim Bimei Cheskiye. Shenema Lechol Yeshver Bizman Shekol Yeshver Oleho Veloi Bizman Shegolu Mikzosom. That the holding of Yoivul is Dafke when everyone is, Gans Klal Yisrael, is living in Eretz Yisrael. Nimtzo. Mishe golu shevet Reuven v'god v'chatzi shevet Menashe k'va botlu ha-yevus. Yevus became botlu already. V'cheskel o'yim misnabe l'achaz man shehi botlu. And Yecheskel is saying that it will later become botlu. Ela melamed sheyim ye'ech ziron ba'iso shonu shanim tzaseifem. So that's from here we can derive that Yirmiya brought back the Aseres HaShvatim. Bishnash Mayna Esra Le Yeshio, this is the 18th year of the reign of Yeshio. Sholach al Divrei HaSeifa Eitzol Chud al HaYesham Yirmiya. Yirmiya was not around when we sent Chud an Aviyya to explain to him about the Sefer. Let us see the Bach. Le HaYesham Yirmiya, Yeshua Melech Molech Aleim, V'chosu Limnais. And they went, they were Moinas Ayoivul, they speak Olimnes Alashmidis at Shechor of Abayis, and they were unable to have another Kiyum of Mitzvah Yoivul. Vayoyme ma hatziyan halos, biyoyshiyo uksiv, biyoysei bebeisel, when he was in Beisel, besoref atzmais hakoimrim bebeisel, he burnt the atzomis of the galochim in Beisel, alamizbeich shosa yerovam. So the Gemara says, "Mativei bebeisel." What was he doing in Beisel, Yeshio? Valoi shel Malchei Yisrael hoiso. Beisel was under the reign of Malchei Yisrael. Shosham hemid Yerov Meseigel. So the Gemara said that Yirmiya brought them back. Shos kotzir osa chel gedula kamei vosa kotzir kamei nota. So Mamela, so that Yehuda, that means Yeshio HaMelech, was Nizgadol Bishuvish was Ami when they were Meshiv the Seres HaShvot. Zog the Gemara weiter. Vayehi Esther. How do we know that Esther was a Nevi'a? We had learned on Omed Aleph that Esther was from the seven Nevi'as. How do we know that she was a Nevi'a? Tachsiv Vayehi Bayoim HaShlishi. Batilbash Esther Malchus. The third day, Esther was Loivish Malchus. So that's very unclear. Malchus, one is not Loivish, he does not put on, he does not wear Malchus. Big day Malchus, mi boile. Ela shalof shosa ruach hakodesh.
She was Leibish, Ruach HaKodesh, Ksiv Ocho Vatilbash, Ksiv Osom, Ruach Lovsho Esamosai. That we see that there's an inyan of Levishas HaRuach. If a person is Nislabish in the Ruach, so there's also a Loshin of Levisha. So Memele, here it says, Batilbash Este Malchus, it means Ruach HaKodesh. Lovshis Ruach HaKodesh. The Maritz Chayis asks on this Gemara, and it's very difficult to understand. Before we'll speak about the Kash of the Maritz Chayis, how does Ruach HaKodesh come to Malchus? So the Marsha explains that this is something Alpi Kabbalah. There are 10 Sfiris, and the Sfira HaTachtoine starts with Chesed, Chagat, Nahim, and the Sfira HaTachtoine, no, from the 10 Sfiris, these are 7 Sfiris. He said from the 10 Sfiris, the Sfira of Malchus, that is Ruach HaKodesh, comes from this sphere. So that is Pshat, Batilbash Este Malchus, that means that the Ruach HaKodesh came from Midas HaMalchus. He says, the Marsha says, Malchus hi achroine miyut sphiris. Mimena Ruach HaKodesh mashpia al ha'odom hazeche lekach. So that is Pshat, Vatilbash Esther Malchus, that means the Ruach HaKodesh that comes from the sphere of Malchus. Now, the Maritz Chayis asks, there's Ruach HaKodesh and there's Nevuah, and they're two distinct inyonim. We're bringing a raya that Esther was a Nevuah. And so from that what she heard, Ruach HaKodesh, the Ramchal and Derech Hashem, also explains that there are two distinct inyonim. There's Ruach HaKodesh, which is a Hashpo Milamaila, and then there's Nevuah, which is a Hiskashres of the Novi to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And with this Hiskashris, then the Novi was Masik, understood many in Yonim, but they're different in Yonim. Nebu and Ruach HaKodesh are different in Yonim. So we have to understand, Chazal want to prove to us that Esther was a Novi, so they bring a raya from that love Shusa Ruach HaKodesh. L'chayri that Ruach HaKodesh and Nebu are two distinct madreges and inyonim. Al kaponim, that's the Gemara's raya. We have to understand the Gemara. Let us see a little further. Oma Rav Nachman lo yohe yehiruso linoshi. It's not good. What does Rashi say? Lo yohe yehiruso yuara linoshi lo yohe chshives linoshim. Chshivas is not good for Noshim. That means the Chshivas has an adverse effect on them. V'sonyin shamayo, shmoiseyin mu'usois. No, lo Yerusalem Noshi, tarti Noshin yehiron havien. There were two women, tarti Noshin neviim. There were two women which were neviim, and they have Gvaldiker Shivis, Besanyin Shmoayu, and their name Shmoiseyem Mu'usois, Chode Shmo Ziburte, one was called Ziburte Dvoira Abi, Vachode Shmo Karkushte, and the other was called a weasel, that's Chulde, and they means they were Nevi'im, and their names alone weren't choshev names, so the chshivis should not have done to them what it did do to them. They should have been in a matzav of achno. Their name alone is ma'irach achno. And afal pikein, the Chashivas did something to them and they did wrong things. Zibuto ksiv bo batishlach batikro le Boruk. She said that Boruk should come to her. Ve'ilu ihi loy ozlo legabe. She did not go to him. So that was a psan avle. The Meforshim HaMa'ira, we find that that's l'chayre the kvoid of a nevuah. Elisha did not go to Chizkiyo HaMelech. That's the kvoid from the nevuah. Others say by women it's not like that. So we have wanted to say it could be because Boruch was her husband. Could be als the shibud we see a woman as a philopotter from Kibbud Ove'im because of the Shibud Labailo. That means even if another Novi, if he kvoid and the Vua, one should come to him, but this was could be out her husband, she should have gone to her husband. So she did something wrong. Karkushte Baichuda Nabiye Ksivba Imru Le'ish, she said, tell to the person, B'loi Omro Imru La'melech. That means these were shluchim from the melech, so she did not call them properly. And also, this chshivis, that means it was a taina and chulda neviya, the way she spoke about the melech. Rashi zibulta devoira karkushte chulde. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Nachman, Chulde Hanevie, Chulde Hanevie, Midnei Bono, Shel Yehoshua Hoysa. She was a descendant from Yehoshua. She was a descendant from Yehoshua. Tziv Hocha Ben Chalchas, that it says by, the Pasuk speaks about Chulde, it says Ben Chalchas. Sivhosom betimnas cheres, that it says by Yehoshua. So memele, so we say that she was a descendant of Yehoshua. Eisvei Rav Eine Sove. Rav Eine Sove, the elderly Rav Eine, asked le Rav Nachman. It says, we learned in Avaraisa, Shmoino Neviim, Vehem Kahanim, Yotzu Mirochav Hazoina. That there were 8 Nevi'im, which were descendants from Rochav HaZoyne. Ve'elohein Neiriyo, Boruch, Usroyo, Machseyo, Yirmiyo, Chilkiyo, Chanamel, Veshalom. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Avchulda Nevi'im Ibnei Boner, Shal Rochav HaZoyne Hois. That Chulda was also a descendant from Rochav. Sivhocho ben tikva, by Chulda it says ben tikva, sivhosom es tikvas chut hashon. So memele, so Rav Eine asked Rav Nachman, how could you say that she was a descendant from Yehoshua? She was, the Braisa says she was a descendant from Rochav HaZoyne. Omalei. So Rav Nachman answered him, he told him, Eina Sova. For Omri, the other said, he told him, Pasya Uchmo, a black keli. He did not in any way mean to degrade him. Pasya Uchmo, others say, the Ben Yehuda wants to say that he was very beautiful. And in order, he shouldn't have an ayin horis, they called him Pas Yeuchma. We find Rashi says by Tzipoyre Isha Kushis, that she's called Kushis, because of her beauty. Pas Yeuchma. The Marsha wants to say, he called him Pas Yeuchma. The Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis, they once asked a matronise, asked Rabbi Yeshua, how come he was not good looking? And he said, that the chochme is the greater the person is not good looking, that means that the greater the chokhmah is. And she says we find tamid chachamim who are good looking. So he said, "Ilo have a son, he have a gemiri tvei. If they would be less good looking, they would know better." Rashi says, "The efshel in noa lahashpil daite. A person who is good looking, so it's difficult for him to be mashpil daite. So memele, this is a equal in his asogas achochmet." So the more a person is mufke from the beauty of Olam Hazeh, so the more chokhmah he can possess. So therefore, this was a compliment to Masha, says, Pas Yeruchme, that means you're a black keli, you're ganzen oisketon minyon the Olam Hazeh. Others say, Dachstachme, the Tamid HaChomim wore unwashed clothing. Did not have time to wash the clothing, so that's why they're called Pas Yeruchme. So he said, you're asking a very good kasha. I said that Rochel was a descendant from, I said Chulde was a descendant from Yeshua. You asked me a kasha from a Baraisa. The Baraisa says she was a descendant from Chulde Nevi'ah. So he says, you know, Mini uminoch tistayim shmaitze. That means from both of us, we'll get a klokait in the sugya. The igaira, both of the members are true. She's a descendant from Yeshua. She's also a descendant from Rochav, because Rochav was Megaya herself. V'nasva Yeshua, and Yeshua married her. So Memela, so she's a descendant of Yeshua, she's a descendant of Rochav Azayin. Agav Uche, the Ben Yayoda brings down from Rab Chaim Vital, that Rab Chaim Vital said that Rochav Hazayin was a Gilgul of Eishes Petifah. And Yeshua was a Gilgul of Yosef HaTzadik. And it seems that what Rashi brings down, that Eishes Petifah saw that she is a Zivug for Yosef HaTzadik, she saw that she's a Zivug for Yosef HaTzadik, is Yesh Dvorim Begav. That's true. It wasn't in that their Gilgul. It wasn't another Gilgul. She Taka saw something, but she did not understand what she saw. She thought it meant, at that time, Yosef with Eishes Petifah. No, it was Moire on a later Gilgul, Rochav Azayne with Yeshua. Al-Koponim, Chulda HaNeviyah, was a descendant of Rochav and Yeshua. Umi Havelei Zaro Le Yeshua, so another kasha. He says, Rav Nachman said that Chulde was a descendant from Yeshua. Did Yeshua have any children? For Siv Nun Benoi, when the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim is saying the Yichus, so it goes down, Nun was his son, in Yeshua Benoi, and Yeshua was the son of Nun, and then it stops. It doesn't go further, more generations. So we see that it ended with Yeshua. So Lechayrem, we see it ended with Yeshua, so you see Yeshua did not have any children. So the Gemara answered, Boni Havale, he didn't have any sons. B'noson Havale, he had daughters. So Memele, so the Pasuk is speaking about the Schorim, so the Schorim ended with Yeshua. But Lamaisa, he had daughters. Let us see Rashi. Va'af ben Charchas, va'af al gav dekro al baile komasit. So Rashi asks that this posik that's saying ben Charchas, this is not speaking about Chulda, it's speaking about the yichus of her husband. miyu b'maiseo ksiv, but the posik is brought when we speak about who Chulda is, and Chulda was the wife of, I think her husband was Shalom, and then it says the yichus of Shalom, who he descended from. So it would not be necessary to mention who he descended from, because usually if you tell that this is the wife of this one, so that alone was a simon. I know who she is. So the previous generations were said not letzayrech a husband, but letzayrech to tell us who Chulda descended from. So memele, chalchas, and cheres are similar, so that means she's a descendant from Yeshua. Omalei enes sove mini uminoch tistayim shmaita. Kloima al yodi val yodoch tispereish amitei sholdova hova ho havoi. Both are true. She's a descendant of Yeshua. She's a descendant of Rachel. Nun benoi Yeshua benoi. Shevet Ephraim miyachas akosub ad Yeshua. It's going to the Shevet Ephraim and it ends by Yeshua. Yeshua lemato lo yiches ish. So we see there's no descendants. The Gemara says there was chorim, not nekeves. Taisvis and Avgimel Amid Bey says that Yeshua was nenesh, he was mevatel klal yisol mipirya v'rivye, that he was the Laila was Lav's man Muhammad, and the Oren was Shalei Bim Kaimai, and when the Oren is Shalei Bim Kaimai, so they were also betashmish, he was mevatel klal yisol mipirya v'rivye. So therefore, he was nenesh, he didn't have any bonim. Seems that it's a mida keneged mida. He was mevatel the schorim, who have a mitzvah of pilya v'rivya, he was mevatel them from that mitzvah. So therefore, he became mufka from the mitzvah of pilya v'rivya, that he wasn't able to have schorim, he only had nekevis. Let us see Taisvis. The gaira v'nosaba Yeshua. That she was Megayir herself, Rochav Azoyne, and Yeshua married her. Kasha Hechna Saba, how did he marry her? Amrin and Perika Oru, Afilu Begerusen, Afilu Bezayin Umis, Afilu the Megayir themselves, Les Lehu Chasnus, you're not allowed to marry them. It says in this, the Asurim Belavdalay Sishaten, Afla Achash and his Gaivel. So how was he permitted to marry Rochav Azoyne? She was not from the Sheva Umeis, Ela Mishar Amomin. Ubos Logo Shom, she lived in Knan, but she was not from the Sheva Umeis. V'yesh Mefoshim, others wanted to say, Sherotzu Loimesh Le Huzuru Alav Deleis Yishaten, Adla Acher Shanichnesu La'oretz. That means that the lav of Lois Yitzchaten was said after they came into Eretz Yisrael, and there was a mulchame. There was a mulchame that they were loichem. The Tosfos and Soit explains a little better that they came to Eretz Yisrael, and they were loichem with the Anshei Knan. So those who were not megayah themselves before the Muhammad, so that is a din lois ischata. But whoever was megayah themselves before the Muhammad, that was muta. The medrash says nesinim came b'mei Moshe Rabbeinu k'mei b'mei Yeshua. Pa'af al pi kein lehutru lovei bekol. The Moshe Rabbeinu was not matter that they should be able to get married. Almed koydem she'ovru asayardim v'nichnasu l'oretz uzaru alem. We see from this that Aphilu, before they were over the Yardim, they were already also to marry them. So that is not a teretz. Tosfos and Soita wants to say that she was from the Sheva Umeis and Al-Pi Adibo. Yeshua married her. It was a Pseiroh Asher. Now, in this Baraisa, which we had learned before, it says there were Shmoyne Neviim. So the Gemara says, Bishloi Me'inu Mefarshi. That means some of the Neviim, we know that they're Neviim. Ela Vosayu Minolom. Now others are the fathers of the Neviim. How do we know that they themselves were Neviim? Let us see Rashi. Let us see the Bishla de the Bach. Bishla Me'inu Yirmiye V'chanamo Boruch Usroyo Mefarshi B'nevue. I know that these four were Nevi'im. Chanamel, how they know that Chanamel was a Nevi'im? It says, D'chsiv ayovi ele Chanamel ben doidi k'dvar Hashem. So it seems he came with a Dvar Hashem. Boruch Eschoyim etzini shayi tamidi Yirmiyem. They were tamidim of Yirmiyah Novi d'chsiv mipiv yikro Elias advom eilo v'ani koisiv ala seifa b'dyoy. Eschoyim b'soiv seifa Yirmiyah adova shetzivi Yirmiyah Eschoyim ben Mechasya. Metzini b'tamidi Nevi'im shayi Nevi'im. We see that the tamidi of Nevi'im, they also were Nevi'im. Noch ruach Elio ala lishe Yeshua Talmud Moshe. So, Olakam and Tanya Bebraise Boruch Ben Neiriyo Usroye Ben Mechasye Vzniel Moltre Bechagis Chaim Malachi Kulum Nisnabu Vishnashtaim Lodoyobish. But how do we know that the parents were Nevi'im? So the Gemara answers Ki the Ula, the Omar Ula Kol Mokim Sheshmoy Vishayim Oviv Ben Nevi'is. If that means if we want to be Miyaches Anovi, we mentioned the Novi's father, Biyodua Shu Novi Ben Novi. So then, the Pasuk mentioned the Novi's father, not to be Miyaches the Novi. The Novi had his own Yiches. Now the Novi mentioned, the Pasuk mentioned the Novi's father to tell us that just like the son was a Novi, the father was also a Novi. If it says, Shmoy Veloy Shemoviv, if it says his name alone, Biyaduishu Novi Veloy Ben Novi. Shmoy Vishem Iroi, if it says a Novi and it says where he came from, Beforesh, Biyaduishu Me'aisir, so then he came from that city. Shunovi Me'aisir. Shmoy Veloy Shem Iroi, but if it says a Novi, does not say which here he came from, which city he came from, Yerushalayim. So the Masha explains the Ir Yerushalayim was Mesugul for Ashroas Ashchine. So it's Tamazay Anovin, it doesn't say, it doesn't specify where he came from, so I'm Taylor Mestami came from Yerushalayim. Bimasnise Tone, we learned in Abarais, Kol Shemaiso. Well, my say a voice of stumim. Kol shemais of stumim. That's the baskets. Kol shemais of stumim. U my say a voice of stumim. U porat locha kosov be'echad mehem. That means either I don't know him or I don't know a voice of. And I know one of them, l'shvach kegoy. Dvar Hashem Shohoyel Tzupanye Ben Kushi Ben Gedalye. So Gedalye, I know, was a tzaddik. Biyodua Shu Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik. V'chol Sheporet L'cho HaKosu Bechad Mehem L'gnai. But if you have a yichus, and I know one of them is L'gnai, K'goin V'hi B'chodesh Ashvi. Bo Yishmael ben Isanya ben Elishomom. And this was, Yishmael was the one who killed Gedalia ben Achikom. B'yadua shehu Rosho ben Roshe. Then he's a Roshe ben Roshe. Let us see Rashi. Yishmael ben Isanya, who shehorag es Gedalia ben Achikom atzadik. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Nachman, Malachi, that means the last Novi we have in Chayosah is Malachi. Who was Malachi? Zem Mordechai. So Malachi is Mordechai. V'lomo nikro shmoi Malachi. So why was he called Malachi? Shoyo mishne lemelech. He was a Mishnah Lamelech HaChashverish. That's why he's called Malachi. Now, Mayim Shmit Leitzer Al Sinai. So the Marsha says that it says he had a chshivas of a Malach. He was a choshev person. He had a chshivas of a Malach. Choshev ke Malach. It's very difficult to understand the similarity of a Malach to a Mishnah Lamelech. I mean, but the two different chshivas in a Malach is the chshivas of a Malach, the gadlus of a Malach, the ruchnius of a Malach. And he was a Mishnah Lamelech, so it's very unclear how to understand this. They called him a Malach because he was a Mishnah Lamelech. Makaponim, that's what the Gemara says, that he was, there was Mordechai, Belomanik Shmei Malachi, Shei Mishnah Lamelech, Meisvei. So the Gemara says, Kasha Rav Nachman, we learned, Borich ben Eriyo, Sroyo ben, the Goyin is the Gilser, Mechasyom, Vedoniyo, Mordechai, Bilshon, Vechagi, Zechayo, Malachi, Kulon nisnabu bishnash taim ledayovish. All of these people were Nevi'im, and they said Nevu'e, the second year of Malchus Dayovish. This is the Dayovish ben Achashverosh. So, l'chayre, you see Kulon, not like Rav Nachman. You see that Mordechai and Malachi are two different people. It's Tiyufte. So it's like a Tiyufte on Rav Nachman. Tanya Omar Rab Yeshua ben Koche, Malachi ze Ezra. Malachi is Ezra. Here the Marsha explains Malachi is Ezra because says Kisiv Se Koyin Yishmerudas Vatori Vakshmifiu Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokisu. So, this Pasuk is speaking about Ezra, who was Take Teire Yivak Shemifiyu, Kimaloch Shem Tzvokes. So here it's very good that you called Ezra a Malach. Here it's very understandable already. Is Tanya Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch, Malachi ze Ezra. V'chachomim oimrim, Malachi Shmoy. If I can't, Malachi is not someone else, and he was given a name Malachi because his was similar to a Malach. There's a person whose name is called Malachi. Omar Rav Nachman Mistavre Kemanda Omar Malachi Ze Ezra. It's Mistavre that Malachi Taka was Ezra. The Chsiv B'Nevi'is Malachi. We see in the Nevuah of Malachi, he says as follows. Bogdo Yehuda. That Yehuda were boigdim, v'tayeva nesesa b'Yisrael b'Yerushalayim, and they did dvorim misuovim. What did they do? Ki chilel Yehuda kodesh Hashem. That they were mechalol the kedushas Hashem by what? Asher ohav uboal bas el neichom. So we see that the Novi Malachi speaks about the Avle that Klal Yisrael had done, that they married Goytis. Uman Afrish Noshim Nochiyis. Where do we find a person who was Mafrish Noshim Nochiyis? Ezra. Tachsiv Ayan Shechanye Ben Yechiel Mibnei Elom Bayeimel Ezra Nachnu Ma'alnu Beilokeinu V'noyshev noshim lochiyes. So we see that Ezra was the one that was masakin this pirtze, and we see Malachi spoke about it. Let us see Rashi. Bishnash tamu dayovish ha'achrein, nisnabu lefnei ha'goylish, yarzu lebeis ha'migdosh, Shenizbatlo Amaloche ze Shmoine Esre Shone, the Moleches Amigdosh was this battle for 18 years, Aidei She Shimroinim, Mishishilu Bobi Mekairish. Bogda Yehude, Seifa Dekro, Ubo Bas El Necho, Zerte Gemore weiter. Tono Rabbonon, Arba Noshim Yof Yofiyois Hoyu Bo'ilom. There were four women who were a double, a kefil loshin of Yofi. Yof Yofiyois Hoyu. The Ben Yoyoda wants to say it was a Yefei Toyar and a Yefei Mare, a kfeilis of Yofi. We want to say of Yofiyis, there was a Yofi in the younger years, there was a Yofi in the older years, there was no change. And who are these four women? Soro, Rochav, Abigail, Esther. Uleman, the Omar, Esther, Yirak Roikis, Oiso, is Mapik Esther, Umaayil, Vashti. And others want to say, so what was, they says, the Rabbein Shalom made Vashti from the four Noshim Yof Yofiyah Shabu'ilam on the Goydel Hanes, that Afalpikain, Achashveirosh, went and killed Vashti, and he was happy with Esther, who was a Yerakroikis, to see the Gvaldike Gvuras Hashem. Tonu Rabbono, Rochov Bishmo Zinso. One was masker the shame Rochov that alone brought an etia liznus. Yoel bekoilo. Yoel, the koil was ma'irer, this rotzen. Avigail bischiroso, michul bashol birioso. One who saw michul bashol, so that was ma'irer this time. Omar Rab Yitzrok, kol ho'ima Rochov Rochov. Yitzchak said, if a person will repeat the name Rochav Miyad Nikri, not only was speaking about that there's a taival is nice, about Al Kaponim, he becomes a Balkeri from being Kaifel Hashem. Omale Rav Nachman, Ano Amina Rochav Rochav Lo Ichpisli, I say it, and it doesn't make any Roshim on me. Amalei, Amalei, ki kamino biyoido ubemakiro. So a person who had known her, and he mentions her name twice, so that is kashrus of haskora shmo, makes a roshim on the person, and the nikri becomes a balkeri. What does Rashi say? Bishmo zinso hamaskir shmo nigra acha taivesnus. Nikri Roye Kari. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Umodcha yodo es kol asher naso. Mai oma. So the Marsha seems to explain that the Gemara is going on later. It says in the Pasuk, Ve'izak zoko gedoylo umoro miyoy. So what was the Zo'oka? What did he say? My Omar is Rav Omar Govoya Leiv Homon Me'achashverish. That he said that Homon had more audacity than Achashverish. Achashverish did not have the chutzpah to request what Homon requested. Gova Homon Me'achashverish. Let us see Rashi. Rav Omar Kach Hoyotzoi, this is what he was screaming. Gova Homo Miachashverish Shemiloi Liboi Ledovo Mashaloi Olo Aleva Chashverish. The Marsha says that's Merumes in the Posig Zooko Gdoilo Umoro. So Pshat is Zoko Moro. It was a bitter Zoko Al Hagdule. That Gova Homon Miachashverish, that the Homon became greater than Achashverish. So that was the Zoko of Mordechai. Zoko Moro Al Hagdule. That's what the Marsha says. Shmuel Omar Gova Malke Ilo Mi Malke Tato. The Melech Lamailo, which is going Kaviyocha on the Rebbeinu Shalom, is Govar Mimalke Tato. And that means that, it's a Beloshen Noki, really it means the Hepech, that there was Gova Malka Tato Rachmana Nitzlon Kavyochana Malka Ilo. That's what he said. He says, on such a gedula that a Malka Tato was Gova Al Malka Ilo. Rashi Gova Malka Ilo Kinehi Lehepech Beloshe Nekiye. But it says, Vatischalchol HaMalko. Mai Vatischalchol HaMalko. Mai Vatischalchol. Omarav Shepirso Nido. Vatischalchol is a lotion of chil, of fear. Vatischalchol is also, there's a kefal lotion over here. There's also, it's also a lotion of chalulim, of the mekaymais achalulim shebeguf. There are certain cavities in the goof, and that became batischalchal. Omarav shepirso nido. V'rabir miyomar shehutzricho linkoveho, that she was nitzrich linkovim, she had diarrhea. Al kaponim, this goof is telling us the mitad echod, as me adam mefarshim say, that even though there's a klal, that pachad is mesalik es hadomim, that if an isha is in a matzav of pachad, so she's a mesalik es domim and she will not be pirsanide, but this was such a great pachad that this had an adverse effect. That's what others say pshat. But the pasuk is, that what the pasuk, the Megillah which was written beruach hakodesh, that was written, the Ben Yoda says, the Megillah was written by Ruach HaKodesh, so why do we have to note that the Metzius was like that? Shehutzichol in Kovel, Shepir Sonida, good, that's what happened, but why was it necessary for us to know that this occurred? So it's telling us the Goydol HaNes, that even though Pir Sonida and or Hutzichol in Kovel are matzovim that take away the yoifi of a person, afal pikein, the Rebbein Shlom made a nes that she was noisei chayin be'enei achashveiros. So the pasuk is telling this, lahagdil as a nes. Let us see Rashi, batischalchal nismasmas chalal gufa, the cholo shebeguf, shazbat cholo, the Makir of the Bnei Ma'ayim, it became Nismasmas, it lost it became in Gansen, it's a gangin. Let us see Taisvis, Alba Noshim Yof Yofiyes Hoyu Ba'ilo, Tosh Amayle Choshe Chava. Why doesn't the Gemara mention Chava? The Marine of Pekreskes Abatim Soro Lifnei Chava Kekoif Bifnei Odom. If you want to compare the beauty of Soro comparison with Chava, so it's like a monkey Bifnei Odom. Yeshloimed Lechosh Vel Oysen Anildois Meisha. That means Chava was Maisa Yodom Shalakadish Bochu. That's a different Sugingans. We're talking about Anildois Meisha. So these were the four Noshim Yof Yofiyos. Vatikra Lahasoch. Vatikra Esther Lahasoch. Esther called Hasoch. Now, who's Hasoch? Omar Rav Hasoch Ze Doniel. So Doniel, Voloma Nikra Shmoy Hasoch, Shechotchuhu Migdolosoi. He was cut off, he was whittled down from his gedula. Let us see Rashi. Shechotchu migdulosoi bimei achashverish. The times of achashverish, they cut away a chelik of his gedula. Sharei belshatzar hishlitoi tloso bemalchusoi. Belshatzar gave him a third of the meluche. Vechein do yovesh, this he gave to him, that was the last night, when before he was killed, he gave him a third of the meluche for being poiser, the writing on the wall. Vechein do yovesh amodai, shenemal v'olo min hain sachayet losa, di Daniel chadmi, and he was one of the sorim. Vechein koirish, shenemal v'daniel, hatzlach b'malchus, do yovesh v'malchus koirish parso. That's why he was called Hasoch. Seems the hay and ches on his chalip, so it's a loshon chatoch, that he became nechtach mimenu gdulosoi. They cut down the chelik of his gadlus. That's Rav's pshat. Shmuel omar shekol divrei malchus nechtochin alpi. Fakert, it's not a gilui that he lost his gadlus. No, fakert, that was his gadlus. Shekol divrei malchus nechtochin alpi. Everything went through him. So she sent Hasoch to Mordechai, Lodas Maze Va'al Maze. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Shol Choloi, she sent to Mordechai, Shema Ovri Yisrael Al-Chamisha Kum Sheitoire, Dersiv Bohem, Mizeh Mizeh Heim Ksuvim, and the Luchas. So Memele, then later it says in the Pasuk that Mordechai told Hasoch he should go to Esther, And she should go to the Melech and be Mavakish for Klal Yisrael. Esther said that she can't go to the Melech. Everyone knows it's a Gevaldike Sakone to go to the Melech without a invitation from the Melech. So it says, Vayagidu leMordechai es divrei Esther. Now, it's very modern. It says, Vatishlach Hasoch, she sent Hasoch, and then Mordechai sent back Hasoch. So Memele, now she sent back that she can't go, it's asking too much of her. So what's Vayagidu leMordechai es divrei Esther? It was speaking about Hasoch, he was the messenger between Esther and Mordechai. What's the Loshen Rabin Vayagidu? Is Ve'ilu Ihu loy ozer legabei. So the Gemara says he did not go back to Mordechai. Mikan shein meshivin ala kalkola. He did not want to bring back a psure which was a kalkola. That means that when Mordechai had sent to him to tell Esther to go to Achashverosh, Esther told Hasoch she's not going to go because it's too dangerous. So he didn't want to go back and tell this to Mordechai. Eimei Shivan al-Kokol, he didn't want to relate to Mordechai something which is not good. This was the wrong thing. Eimei Shivan al-Kokol. So therefore, Vayagidu, that's why it's a Loshen Rabbim, because Daniel did not go back and two other people went back. Why didn't he too? There were other people who weren't as oisgehalten as Daniel. Daniel knew Eim Yeshiva Nala Kalkola. Others went back. But why Dafke too? Let us see Rashi. V'ilu ihu Daniel le'ozu lehoshiv shlichusoi. He did not want to return the shlichus. Esther refused to go to the Melech. Therefore Hasoch did not return the message. And Esther sent already with others.